And now welcome into the call, the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
Doing just fine. A very impressive effort by your guys on Saturday with a 31-0 victory over Maine. As you've gone back and looked at that game, what impressed you most about your team's performance?
Well, obviously our guys played hard, and you know, the turnovers that our defense was able to create was the big difference in the ball game. I know you guys have already talked about it, but you know, it was a 7-0 game early on and into the second quarter. Maine's right there knocking on the door ready to tie it up, and we got that fumble recovery at the 1-yard line by our rookie Jaquan Amos, and he was able to run it all the way back. So that really turned the tides a little bit, and you know, that really started a little bit of a reaction where we just started getting turnovers, it seemed like, almost every other possession. And that really helped because it gave our young quarterback short fields, and we were able to put some points on the board without having to sustain a drive for, you know, 10-plus plays or 70, 80-plus yards.
With all the injuries that you've had on the offensive side of the ball that we've talked about, have your defensive guys kind of decided that, you know, put the pressure on us and we're going to take care of things? Have they kind of taken ownership of saying we're going to take care of, you know, controlling the game on our end?
Well, if you talk to our guys on defense, regardless of who we have on offense, I think that's their mindset anyway. We do have a lot of good senior leadership back there with our linebacker core and our secondary. So, you know, we did lose some guys on offense, but, you know, I don't think they really changed their mindset. I think that's been their mantra all along. They want to be an elite defense collectively and want to make sure they do their part to help us win a ball game, and they definitely did that on Saturday.
We're here with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got several in queue. If you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from the line of David Nalandra with the Philadelphia Sports Nation.
Go ahead, David.
David Nalandra, your line is open.
Yes, question for Coach Mark Ferrante. How do you guys feel about being part of College Game Day this week?
Well, it's exciting. It's great for our league, obviously. It's great for James Madison and their Harrisonburg area down there. And, you know, we're the second fiddle to them, I guess. So, but it's great publicity for Villanova and Villanova football. So, you know, we're going to be down there preparing for a game. So we're not going to be involved with College Game Day. Our guys will probably tune in to see what's going on when we're in the hotel getting ready for the game. But, you know, it's exciting. It's great for the CAA. And it's great for James Madison and Villanova football as well.
How do you feel about the performance you guys had over the weekend, heading to basically a must-win against, say, James Madison?
Well, we approach every game the same. So we like to think they're all must-wins. And, you know, we're not going to change our practice plan. We're not going to change our preparation. We're going to try to put together a plan. Looking at James Madison, they're very good. I don't see many flaws as we're watching their film. And if you look at their stats, you can't find any holes there either. They seem to be leading the league in just about everything. So we're going to go down there and put together a plan, hopefully prepare well this week in practice and be able to get on there, take that 4.5-hour bus trip and go down and execute at a high level.
What did you think about the play about your quarterback?
Jack went in there and did a good job. You know, we didn't ask him to do a whole lot as far as throwing the football. But what we told Jack going into the game in his first start is, you know, take what they give you. Don't try to do too much. Just go in there and manage the game. You don't have to win the game. You got enough people around you to help you, you know, make some plays. And, yeah, I thought he did a good job. He has good composure and, you know, doesn't seem to be flustered when things don't go totally according to plan. And yeah, he did a good job going in there, and I know the guys are starting to rally around him and, you know, pick him up a little bit.
Yes.
And your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with Daily News Record.
Hey, Mark. When JMU played up at your place last year, what do you remember about just their defense and how they played, how that defense played after Brian Shore got hurt? I guess maybe it was kind of their first real great performance as a defense that's kind of gone on to do some good things early in this season?
Well, looking at that film, I would say their defense last year against us kind of played the way our defense played this past Saturday against Maine. They created some crucial turnovers. We had the ball at our own 15 at one point, and one of their D linemen tipped it, and they intercepted it and set up one of their scores. So their defense kind of responded, I would say, very similar to where our defense responded this past week with Zach being out. So they're good. They're as I mentioned already, they're leading the conference in just about every offensive category, and a good number of the defensive categories. They're right up there in rush defense with our team. And you know, like I said, watching the film, we're preparing and we're trying to see what they're going to do, you know, this year. But there doesn't seem to be many flaws in any phases of their game. So we're going to go down there and do the best we can and go down there and put a game plan together. But I would say their defense is like most defenses in our league, fast, physical. You know, they have good secondary, so I think they'll bring some blitzes. They can cover people man-to-man and so on. So, you know, like I said, I think they responded a year ago when Brian went out, very similar to how our guys just reacted this past weekend.
It makes sense. What do you tell your young quarterback, Jack, about you know, facing a defense like JMU's? I mean, I know he's a good one in practice every day, but
right.
What do you tell him about facing one in a game?
Well, same thing. Again, regardless of who we're playing, you know, he's got to be able to read the coverages. He's got to be able to hopefully recognize the blitzes. He's got to be able to execute the offense. And we're going to run our offense. You know, I know we got a young guy in there as opposed to Zach, who's been, you know, this was Beep really his third year starting, but instead of his second game starting in Jack. But, you know, we want to do the same thing we've done last week and, you know, when he had a fill-in for Zach in the Towson game. You know, just go out there and take what they give you. You don't try to do too much, and you know, don't worry if you make a mistake. You got to have a short memory. You got to have a short-term memory when you're playing quarterback, and if something doesn't go according to plan, you know, forget about it and get to the next one.
Got it. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Craig Haley with Stat.
Well, I want to ask you what you were saying earlier about being the visiting team with the whole game day experience. Is there any possible distraction that could happen to your team as the visitor?
Well, I have no idea what the plan is for game day down there. Nobody's reached out to me. The only thing I know through Dean Kenefick, our football, you know, our team administrator and one of our athletic directors and our SID, he's just asked me to be available tomorrow for a phone interview. So that's all I have as far as game day schedule, anything like that at this point in time. So as far as, you know, our plan with the team, we're going to travel down the way we normal travel. We're going to stay in a hotel about 20, 25 minutes away down in Staunton. And, you know, we're going to have our regular game plan or our regular day of game functions in the morning. So, you know, I don't know what to expect right now, and I haven't heard anything different.
Sure. Any of the season opening starters who've been out with injuries, is there any of them that could play this week?
Well, the only guy we're getting back is defensive lineman Detrell Reed. He plays some DN, so he'll add some depth there. Other than that, off the top of my head, unfortunately not. You know, Anthony Melagudi, another defensive end who got banged up earlier. He started playing a little bit more this past week and got very little bit of time in the Towson game. He missed the first four games. But other than that, as far as the guys that you've heard about lately, you know, the Rob Rolls of the world and Ryan Bell and Matt Goodzak, they're not coming back this season.
Sure. Okay. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Eric Watkins with SooSports.com.
And Coach, the combination of the good play of your defense and your ability to get turnovers has really taken a lot of the pressure off of Shedelik having to pass the ball. Now you're facing JMU, and it's a home game from them. Do you believe you're going to have to take the lid off the passing game a bit more?
Well, on paper, we're only only threw eight passes. But unfortunately, they sacked us five times this past week. So there's five passes, pass calls added to the thing, and then Jack scrambled a couple times. So we didn't throw it as, we didn't call as few passes as it maybe seems on the surface when you look at the stat sheet. But we're always looking for it to be a balanced attack. We're going to have to run it. We're going to have to throw it. And very similar to JMU. You know, they try to establish the run game, and then they have a very good quarterback in Brian Shore who can deliver the ball downfield. But if you look at their stats, Brian, out of our 12-team league, has probably had, he's probably in the bottom half as far as pass attempts. So they definitely try to establish the run game, but he's probably in the top three or so as far as touchdown passes. So they do a great job mixing it up, run and pass with play action, and that's kind of what we try to do, you know, and we would like to be able to run the ball more than we throw it in any game anyway. So, you know, we're going to have to throw it more than eight times, but like I said, this past week we called it more than eight times. We just didn't execute it well enough to, you know, have more in the stat sheet.
And what else do you look at as kind of a key for the game other than getting more balance on offense for you on Saturday?
Well, the key is, you know, again, we're facing the league's leading running game. You know, last week Maine was second in the league, and they had the top rusher, so I think our defensive guys got excited about that challenge. But now JMU by far is leading the conference, if not leading the country. I haven't looked at national stats, but their run game is really good, so our defensive guys will be up for the challenge. So we have to be able to stop the run, and you know, this past week we did a great job with that, and they had to try to go more one-dimensional passing, and that's where we got the turnovers, and the turnovers were created because of that. So hopefully we didn't waste all our turnovers in the one game. Hopefully we can create a few more turnovers, have good ball secured in our count on our part. And I tell the team all the time, if you win the turnover battle, then you're going to have a chance to potentially win the game.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of Chris Hotto with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hey, Coach Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Just talk about your backup quarterback. I saw you guys at Towson. You know, how's his development going after last week's game against Maine? You feel like he's getting a little bit better each week?
Yeah, I think so, and he's going to get better because he's going to get the practice reps. You know, going into that Towson game, he really didn't take any team practice reps. We usually have our starter take the majority of the team reps, and then the backup guys are there, you know, taking mental reps and then absorbing the game plan in the pass game and so on when you go 7-on-7 and inside run, and, you know, you break it down that way. So we're hoping he can just continue his development, but, you know, he's young, and there's going to be some things that, you know, he may not see that a more veteran or experienced guy would see. But again, we just want to have him go out and manage the game and execute the plan that we put in front of him, as opposed to going out there and trying to do anything, you know, to win the game.
When you talk about College Game Day going to be down there in Harrisonburg, what does it mean for this league having this spotlight on Saturday morning that, you know, two good teams, great teams in this conference, there's 12 good, other good teams as well, you know, being spotlighted as the game that they're going to talk about?
Well, when you get that kind of exposure on national television, I think that's great for the league. You know, I remember when they were there just a couple seasons ago, I believe it was the James Madison-Richmond game. I know the broadcasters there were talking about that may have been one of the largest game day crowds they've had. So it'll be great for the league, and it's good to have Villanova. Anytime you can put your brand out there nationally, I think that's a good thing. So just the fact that people will see James Madison, they'll see Villanova across the screen for whatever it is, a three-hour show, and then, you know, it's great for our league because our league will be highlighted as well. So we feel we have the best FCS league in the country, and hopefully this will, you know, add to that.
Yeah. I hope you have a good week of practice, and safe travels to Harrisonburg.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Ron Counts with the Charlottesville Daily Press.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
So, Rob Roll, CAA preseason defensive player of the year, obviously you're looking at as a leader of the defense this season. Since he's been out, who are some guys that you're going to kind of take on that leadership role?
Well, We still have a lot of seniors on defense, and we have three seniors starters that have been playing right alongside Rob for the last three seasons in the secondary. Trey Johnson, Malik Reeves, and Rashawn Stewart. And then Ed Shockley. Rob was one of our captains. He was the one of our four captains selected by his teammates. And then Ed Shockley, our linebacker, and Ricky Young, our nose tackle, are two of the other four captains selected by their teammates. So Ed has probably been the most vocal leader of the team, and he's still in there, you know, at linebacker right now. But, again, with the experience in the secondary, we moved Rashawn Stewart to Rob's position to handle all the calls in the back end, and that's where we plugged in Jaquan Amos, our rookie, along with Gabe Cohen. Those are the two guys that have kind of filled in for, you know, moving Rashawn back to Rob's position. So we do have a lot of maturity, especially now on the defensive side of the ball. So, yes, it is a gap when you miss a guy like Rob Roll after the season he had a year ago. But our guys seem to, you know, fill in pretty nicely these last 2 weeks, and hopefully that can continue.
And you mentioned all the maturity, but two young guys making a lot of plays. Amos was huge last week. I see your sophomore linebacker, Keelan Hunter, leads the team with three interceptions. What is it about those two guys that's getting them on the field so early in their careers?
Well, they're doing a great job. They had good preseasons. Keeling played some last year, and, you know, now he's rotating through because Austin Colicchio graduated. He's with the practice squad with the Browns right now, a third linebacker that we had along with Jeff Steve and Ed Shockley, who are still there playing linebacker for us. And then Drew Wiley and Keeling rotate through. And Keeling just has a knack to get around the football. He's got really nice hands. He's made some good picks, as you said, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. So it's really good to see his development. And then Jaquan came in, and he has good ball skills. I know he had a fumble recovery this week versus an interception. Matter of fact, on the same drive, he was mad at himself because he had a chance to make an interception earlier in that drive before they got down to the one-yard line. So, you know, he had 10 interceptions, I think, his junior in high school. So he's also has pretty good ball skills. So it's good to see those guys playing well. And with the injury we've had, we've needed some young guys to step up, and those two have definitely done that.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
And your last question is from the line of Mark Berman with the Roanoke Times.
What has made that run defense of yours so effective this year, and what kind of challenges are you going to, you know, get as you look at the Jamie rushing attack on film? What stands out to you?
Well, what stands out is their line looks really big, and they seem to, you know, play real well together. And, you know, I know they've had a little injury in their running back situation as well, but it almost doesn't matter who they plug in. Once they have one guy in the East Carolina game rush the way he did, and then he got hurt, and now they have another guy going in there, and he's kind of doing the same thing. And then, you know, you got Brian Shore, who's played a lot of football for them. We know Brian well because he's a Pennsylvania guy, so I remember him in high school because I recruited his school. But anyway, you know, our defense over the last few years, that's kind of their trademark. They want to stop the run. That's their goal. And fortunately, so far this season, we've been able to do that. We've been pretty stout against the running attack of our opponents. And, you know, now we're facing a team that's averaging just a shade under 300 yards rushing a game. So we'll definitely have a challenge for us. But they do a great job. And once you stop the run, you got to be ready for the play action pass and, you know, having Brian get the ball downfield, as I mentioned earlier. So they look really good. We're watching a film. We're trying to, you know, put a plan together and figure out a way to stop them. And, you know, if we can create some turnovers like we did this past Saturday, that's the best way. That's the best way. Get them off the field, and as opposed to trying to defend them, because they do a great job from what we can see right now in all phases of offense, defense, and special teams.
Thank you.
All right, Mark, thanks for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.